The ministry of angels. Glory to God. After this week, we're having prayer retreat. As long as we don't prayer retreat, we'll continue. Hallelujah. I'm looking at, we're going like, let's say, 10 to 12 episodes. I will still go to school. Come back. I'll continue. Oh, well, I'm writing my finances. I'll be speaking for a while. For November. I'll not be going to one school again. No. Hallelujah. Okay. Matthew 28. Right? Jesus came and said to them saying, all authority. That is the word in the Greek. Exousia. Used for power. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Hallelujah. So he said, all authority. He's given me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of every nation. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe. Why? Now we began looking at that word observe during Sunday services. So those of you who are not here, we said that word observe is the word tell you. Right? The word observe is the word tell you. Now, that word observe that tell you, you know, you say, it's just like, I told us, it's just like, before now, we look at it as looking at the way you look at something in such a way that it disappears. Like I said, if you close your eyes, it disappears, right? Yeah, that is it. But the word tell you has to do more with an action word. Hallelujah. So it's more of not just looking, but an engagement. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. So it has to do more with what I do. So when it says observe there, has to do with my doings. I began looking at that, right? When we're, as I am teaching, or as I'm teaching concerning prayer, right? So that observe has to do with what we do. And so we observe the words of Jesus Christ by doing them. What are we saying? That's the same word tell you. We observe by doing. So teach them to observe, right? Or, so can we say teach them to do all what I've commanded you, right? And lo, I am with you always, right? Throughout the ends of the age. Hallelujah. Mark, we say, Jesus said to them, Mark 16:16. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He said, he that believes not shall be damned. Quickly. He now says, then this sign shall follow them that believe. Say, in my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Say, they will take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Say, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then after the Lord has spoken to them, also sits up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God on high. Sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with the word them is italicized, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Amen. So let's look at Luke. Luke 24 from verses 45. It says, and he opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behold Christ the Suffering and rise on the dead the third day. Verse 47, and that repentance, which is the remission of sins, be preached in his name amongst all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Right? Hallelujah. So let's go to what we'll be looking at in the last 2 weeks. Amen. I would say this will be Jesus' instruction, as we said, within the 30 days. 40 days, rather. 40 days, 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. Hallelujah. And, you know, we said that instruction, though captured differently by the apostles, but yet it's the same thing. Hallelujah. We said it's the same thing. How is it the same thing? Why Mark, Luke focus on that entrance into discipleship? Matthew would look at what will happen in discipleship. So when Matthew says, go make disciples, it will be a shorthand, right? Or what? Entrance into discipleship and what happens in discipleship. Do you understand me? So that will be that word, raise disciples. Remember, Matthew will be writing for Mark. Oh, we're not looking at that today. Hallelujah. Amen? 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 So you will write for Mark. Mark is actually aggregate, not non-aggregate, because that is it. The fourth synoptic that was in circulation, Mark. Hallelujah. Written by John Mark. But that said, And we said when Jesus said that, that instruction in the 40 days, that instruction, Jesus was reading from where? The 39 books, right? Come on. And I told her there's a difference between the 39 books, which is the Old Testament books and the Old Testament. Right? The Old Testament is found in the Old Testament books, but it's not the Old Testament books. The Old Testament was because of the rejection of God's New Testament in the Old Testament books. Right? So the Old Testament books is more used for a reference. We're not talking about that, but something you just need to know around. I'm saying it like this way because we've done the book of Galatians. Hallelujah. Which we should be out today. Hallelujah. How many follow you? So, now, where did Jesus respond for that nine books? Luke 24, verse 27. It says, from verse 25. Oh, fool's law about to believe in all the prophets. That's because it says, ought not the Christ to suffer this thing and to enter into his glory. Now, it says, begin at Moses and all the prophets. Jesus will read everything. Hallelujah. Moses and the prophets. So Jesus was reading from the 39 books. So that means this instruction should be instructions of the 39 books. Right? And what will be the instruction? Go raise men. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So let's see some things we said last week concerning this thing. And we said in the instruction within the 39 books, when we read together, you'll discover that you see God's desire, God's plan, God's vision will be that all men be saved, 1 Timothy 2:4, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. That is what Moses will call it, Numbers 14:21. It will say the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Did you see that? That is the glory. What is the glory of the Lord? The glory of God will be what God did or what God does. What did God or what does God do? Genesis 1:26. Man in his image. That is God's glory. Hallelujah. Are we following this? That's why Paul would say man is the glory of God. Not talking about man as a male, he's talking about the universal man. Man is the glory of God. Man in the image of God. So he said that kind is it will fill the earth. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 1:28, God will now say to that man in his image, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. Hallelujah. When you are thinking is to be giving birth to children, like a... Amen? You give birth to children everywhere. Like a Marjorie. No. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Because the next thing you see is that Cain gave birth to who? I mean, if Adam now gave birth to Cain and Abel. In fact, out of the two, one killed one. Amen? But you know it's not to give birth to children everywhere. Glory to God. When Abel died, Seth came in. Right? You didn't see, when Abel died, God now provoked God. So Adam began to give birth everywhere. He went to a man without a child. And he said, your seed shall be like what? Like the sand in the seashore. A man that has no child. Abraham. And when Abraham was to have a child, he didn't have children. He had just a child. Right? He said, but sir, Abraham gave God have Ishmael have the children of Korah. Calm down. Who was the child that was the seed? Who? Isaac. Just Isaac. So through Isaac to have nation. Hallelujah. So through Isaac. So why Isaac? Now when it got to Isaac, Isaac have the same promise. Isaac gave birth to two. Okay? I mean, two, Jacob and Esau. You see that? Hallelujah. Now you see, it's not so to make you see that descendant is not about plenty. It's not reproduction. Right? It's actually the recreation. I mean, it's actually the new birth. Hallelujah. It's more spiritual than physical. Glory to God. So in a genealogy of the Messiah, do you find Isaac in that genealogy? Do you find Abraham there? Do you find Jacob there? Do you find Esau? No. Do you find Ishmael? No. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. So it's not a reproduction, but a what? You know the answer. Amen. Glory to God. God's kind, reproduce this kind. That is just it. Hallelujah. And when Esau sold his birthright, you know that he was not just how can he sell his birthright for? How can somebody sell? Listen, have you ever heard it? How can somebody sell his birthright for porridge? Are you not jinxed? Are you guys jinxed? Because you don't know what birthright is. Moses will write birthright. Right? The word birthright is where you have the word first fruit from. Hallelujah. First fruit. Where you have birthright, where you have the word first fruit. So that means when he says he sold his first fruit. Now what is the right of the firstborn? That is actually the right of the firstborn. What is the right of the firstborn? The right of the firstborn is the right to stand in the stead of his father. I hope you are following me. In their culture. So Moses will not use that to write about what? Salvation. I hope you are following me. So who is his father? His father is a prophet. The same way Isaac, not Ishmael. Who is Abraham? Abraham is a prophet. Hope you are following me. Genesis 20 verse 7. I mean verse 17. Hallelujah. Abraham is a prophet. So Isaac, standing in the stead of his father, makes Isaac a prophet. Right? Isaac believed. That's what it means. Glory to God. Now when he got to Cain and, I mean, let's call him Cain. When he got to Esau and Jacob, when I saw a birthright. So that means the issue between Ishmael, Eliezer, and Isaac is a birthright. Hope you're following that. To follow that carefully. Now, it got to Jacob and Esau. There was a birthright too. Hallelujah. So what is the birthright? The Bible says Esau spoke wrong, spoke not the best about the birthright. That was what it is. That's how he sold his birthright. So what is this? Is it because of this I will die? Do you understand? Hallelujah. So he sold it. Glory to God. That means he rejected the office of his father. He rejected what? The message. Hallelujah. I hope you are following me. And who accepted it? Jacob did. Hallelujah. I hope you are following that. Glory to God. Amen. Just like that, you see. It will not be Judah. It will be who? I'll be sorry. Oh yeah, yes. It will not be, what is the name of this guy? It will not be Reuben. It will be who? It will be who? It will be who? It said Judah. Okay. Eh? It will be Joseph. Hallelujah. It will be Joseph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's continue. So, where were we with? Okay. So that explanation will be God's kind in all the earth, right? It will be heaven and the earth. Heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Heaven and the earth. So God's plan is for the whole heaven, the whole earth to be filled with what he does. What does he do with his glory? All he does. So that would be Genesis. Right? Right? That would be Genesis. That would be what God does. Not just that, Habakkuk 2:14 brings in something else. He says, and what you also find in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, would be that the air to be filled with the knowledge. So knowledge is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowledge is important. So God doesn't just want you to be saved. I say that a whole lot. He wants you to be saved to come to know him. Hope you are following me. God wants you to be saved so that you will know him. Amen.
to be saved to know him.
Paul will say, all men to be saved and come. So your knowledge of the truth is as important too. It's as important too. Glory to God. Is as important also. So don't get carried away by those talk of, you are showing so much doctrine. Verses say, will this one take me to heaven? No! Hallelujah, have you not heard that before? He says, I am not saved for heaven, I'm not heavenly conscious. I'm going, the one day I will get to heaven. So anything that does not, anything that does not take me to heaven, I don't want to hear it. Have you heard people say that? I've heard that a whole lot. Will this one take me to heaven? Because you know the funny thing, they are lazy. You know, Bible study has to do, comes with a whole lot of devotion. It comes, Bible study, let me tell you the truth. Bible study, not easy like that. See, you know, at some time you want to crash, you know, you are looking at this crash. You know, let me tell you something. So, at some time, then, for example, and for those of you who get to leadership class after now, that will start in September. You will be notified. You don't need to apply. Don't worry. You will be notified. You are qualified. Tracking. Hallelujah. So we will start a journey together. Hallelujah. That is journey together in the world. Journey. Even. You see the way you dress today. That is the way you be dressing to all those classes. The way you dress with your suit. I like it. Yeah. So you start a journey. Now there's something that, so for example, that reading something. You know, sometimes one thing there is when you read, you are studying the scripture, that sometimes your mind will not be trying to interpret, like your mind is trying to maybe based on some things you know before. So let's be like, you are not trying to use scripture to align to your mind. It happens to a lot of people, including your pastor. Sometimes you just be doing, sometimes you see me looking, I'll be looking, I'll open the scripture and I'll read. Wait. You know what? Because the fact that, and the basic principle for something I would say I teach you, is the fact that you don't conclude on a matter with one scripture. So you are seeing a scripture and you say, this is the scripture. Before you say, check another. Check two, check three. It's no entry. sometimes you, some of you saw me writing my notes there. God talk of that paper, I guess. Open my Bible, you see pages of what I want to teach you today. I was cutting it and said, but the things I needed to check again. Amen. I needed to recheck. Amen. I said something last week that I needed to correct. I said that was last week. Yeah. I said when he said that was Hebrews 1. I quickly have to, before I forget, I didn't write it in my notes. I said something like only begotten, and I used a Greek word that was wrong. I said it's monogenal. No, it's monogenic. Nobody following me. Eh? Monogenal is what you find some of the translations you have. Some of those of you who use Vine. You think, I don't know, so you use Vine. Use Vine Bible app in your phone. You find monogenal, right? Genal. But not actually genal. It's actually monogenic. Okay, follow me. Now, monogenic shows you he and I explained that to us, uniquely born. Hallelujah. That is monogenic, uniquely born, not monogenal. Okay, following that. Just said I should say that before time. So, Bible study comes in with a whole lot of devotion. You're not in a rush. Okay, follow me. Never get in a rush. When you are in a rush, the people that you are with will follow you and rush to Russia. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, it's very, very strictly get to say it. So, Bible study comes with a whole lot of devotion. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It comes with that kind of devotion. Your time, your mind, everything. Hallelujah. But you know what? You would have to do what? Study. So most of the time, you see people who are lazy. Lazy. The way out for lazy people is, they take it there. No! This is what the scripture says. When you look at it, pretext, post-text, in-text, out-text. You're looking at it. Don't worry. Show you. I'll explain what is out-text for you. In-text, pretext, post-text. So if you're looking at it like that, you will say, ah, bro, calm down. Nobody's drawing for... Some people say, is it not just by... You get it. That is a lazy approach. That's it. Will you take it to heaven? If you don't take it to heaven, forget it. That is laziness. Some people, another lazy thing people do, they will tell you, I understand your intake, pretext, okay. But I'm telling you, this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me. That is another lazy way to read. Holy Ghost speak, Holy Ghost speak. And the Lord said, let there be light. Lord, what do you mean? Let me tell you what some people have said. Something I said yesterday. So Lord, what do you mean? By let there be light. What do you mean by let there be light? So that light there, when you look at that word light, if you take it to John chapter 8 verse 12, it means when Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong relating those two scriptures. And when Jesus said, let there be light, God was actually calling forth his son. That was where God created Jesus. That is useless study. I said that was where God created Jesus. Are you normal? I've heard it from even some other people. After I said it yesterday, I heard it from several other people. Some of them renowned ministers. They go quoted Jesus in Genesis 1:3. How? They let there be light. That light when God called for the Son. But if Jesus was quoted in Genesis 1:2, then that means Jesus is not God. You must be careful. Okay, follow me. You must be careful of the kind of nonsense you say. Okay, follow me. Remember I told you, whatever was created before Genesis 1:1 existed before time. Right? Genesis 1:1 is time. And I told us last week, I said Satan was created in Genesis. He didn't exist before time. Amen? We'll delve into those things today. Some of those things today. Hallelujah. I'm already into my topic. So, God wants us to flow in knowledge. Philemon 4 into 6, that the communication of your faith may become, Philemon 6, the communication of your faith may become effectual by the accomplishment of every good thing which is in Christ Jesus. So that means knowledge becomes important in Christianity. The reason why Paul prays for knowledge. Hope you are following me. The reason why Paul will pray for knowledge. For his ears. Knowledge is important because when he says the communication of your faith, koinonia there, may become effectual. Now what effectual will be is the word to becoming operative. By the acknowledgement, that is the word epignosis, precise, accurate information concerning things, right? I can know every good thing which is in you in Christ. So that means my walk in faith, that is the communication of your faith. If you read verse 5 before then, that communication of faith there was concerning his walk in love. So now that it will become effectual. How? By what? Precise and accurate information of things, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means in Christ, we have things that we have, there are things that we have in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, we say there are things, those things are free, freely given. So the things we have in Christ are free. Whatever is not in Christ is not free. Everything you have in Christ is free. Free. Hallelujah. Free. Free. Glory to God. What we have in Christ is free. Amen. Romans 8 verse 32. Free. Right? Romans 8 32. Is he that spared not his own son but delivered him up for us all. How shall not with him also freely give us of all things? So what we receive in salvation is free. The Holy Ghost is free. Hallelujah. We are righteous. Righteousness is free. We are holy. Holiness is free. Glory to God. Justified free. All you need to do is to believe in it. Hallelujah. And you receive them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there are things we have in Christ that we come to know. Amen. So that takes us to our study quickly. Takes us to our study quickly. Hebrews chapter 12. We began studying on what? Angelic ministry. Hebrews 12:22. It says we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion. So if we were to say we've not come to a mount that can be touched, referring to the old covenant, right? We've not come to the covenant, but we've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Look at that, very well. Calls it the city of the living God. It says, verse 22, Hebrews, Hebrews 12:22. If you're there, right? It says, to an innumerable company of angels, so the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men now made perfect. Hallelujah. And to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. Amen. I said the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. I said Abel, not bro, Abel. Hallelujah. I hope you heard that. Glory to God. So, it says we will come to Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion. I love that. So let's see. He says, look at how he puts it. We have come to Mount Zion. So that means there is a journey before now. He says we have come. Hallelujah. Let's see what he has been saying before now. Look at chapter 11 from verse 8. He speaks about Abraham. Chapter 11 verse 8 first. Are you there? He says, by faith, when he was called, which is by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Did you see that? But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, that as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise. Did you see that? For he looked for a city without foundations, which builder and maker is God. That's what he looked for, a city whose builder is God. Hallelujah. The builder and the maker is God. Hallelujah. So Abraham journeyed looking for a city. Hallelujah. He looked for a city. Now, the writer of Hebrews now say, we have come. So the city Abraham looked for, we have come. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. Abraham looked for a city. That city is actually a land, right? Land, right? Right? So the land flowing with milk and honey is Mount Zion. So it says, we've come to Mount Zion. He calls it the city of the living God. Hallelujah. So, remember, right? I said, whose builder is God. So, he calls it the city of the living God. So, let's look at Zion. We're not looking at Zion the last time, right? Zion, we say Zion is David's stronghold. David's city. It's called the city of David. 2 Samuel 5 verse 7. 2 Samuel 5 verse 7. Let's look at that again. 2 Samuel 5 verse 7. Woo! Glory. He said, nevertheless, David took the stronghold left up on the seas, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem. So Zion is in Jerusalem. Something I have to show you that. Something you need to know. Under the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spoke unto David, saying, except thou take the blind and the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come into her. Thinking David cannot come into that. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Hallelujah. So, he said, it is the city of David. Right? He calls it the stronghold. Stronghold there is used for authority. Took on the authority of Zion. Look at 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings 8 verse 1. What you have to see.
8 1. It says, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribe, of the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is what? Zion. Which is the city of David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he says, what do you find in Zion? The Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. That is the reason why it's not far-fetched. Hallelujah. Why you have an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. You have the Ark of the Covenant. Glory, glory, glory. Look at Exodus chapter 37. Okay. Don't go there yet. Let's sort out some things first. Hallelujah. Let's sort out some things first. So you have the ark where? In Zion, right? In Zion. So we said Zion, David's Zion was a shadow, right? Of who? That points to what? The heavenly Zion, right? We've come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God. We can call it the heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly Zion. So Moses is Zion, who points to Jesus' Zion. So we said prophetically, Moses will speak of Jesus' Zion. Right? He will speak of it prophetically. Look at Psalms 2 from verse 1 to 9. I'll just read verse 9. We've read this before. Psalms 2 verse 9. Or is it for verse 8? It says, okay, verse 7. Say he, verse 4, sorry. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh and shall hold them in derision, right? Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in a sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. Did you see that? Come on. I've set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. Now see. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. So when he said, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, is what? Talking, referring to what? Zion. Right? Glory to God. So he spoke prophetically concerning Christ, right? And he said, I will set my king upon where? Zion. Did you see that? In the holy hill of Zion. Very important. So Zion is authority. Is a seat of authority. Right? It's a seat of authority. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Did you see that? So it's a seat of authority. Look at chapter 9 verse 1. Psalms 9 verse 1. It says, I will praise the Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thee, O thou most high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verses 11. It says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwells where? Verse 11, are you there? Sing praises to the Lord which dwells where? In Zion. Declare among the people his doing. So, God dwells in Zion. Hallelujah. So that is why the writer of Hebrews will say, we have come to who? He said the city of the living God. Right? In the baby company of angels, he said to what? We've come to Jesus. Hallelujah. So God dwells in Zion. Amen. Notice this is David speaking prophetically, right? Look at Psalm 50 verse 2. We saw all this last week. Psalm 50 verse 2. It says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Obadiah 17. Obadiah 17. Amen. Obadiah 17. He says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. So he says, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. There shall be deliverance. Now I told you that is bad drama. It's actually upon Mount Zion shall be a delivered people. Hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion shall be a delivered people. Glory to God. A delivered people. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So, David will speak of Zion and will call it the seat of Yahweh's authority. Right? Glory to God. So Zion speaks of authority. That it says to an innumerable company of angels. Something I told us to stay back and look at it. 1 Kings 8:1. What would you have in Zion? You have the ark. And this is something that Moses wrote about the ark in Exodus 37. Let's see what we have around the ark. Exodus 37. Now look at Exodus 37. Are you there? Look at one verse 6. It says, and he made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half, was its length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and made 2 cherubs of gold, beaten out of 1 piece, made he them, and 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub on 1 end of the side, and the other cherub on the other end of the other side. Out of the mercy seat he made cherubim on the 2 ends thereof, and the cherubim spread out their wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, which their faces one to another, even to the mercy steward, where the faces of the cherub. Do you see? So, what you have around the ark, which is a shadow, was what angelic beings, right? Right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have angelic beings around. Glory to God. So, something we'll see, why the writer of Hebrews will answer to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah. So that means in the new birth, we have come to Mount Zion, right? It says, in Mount Zion, we have an innumerable company of angels. That is the word for countless numbers of angels. Hallelujah. Countless. We don't go short of angels. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. We have an innumerable company of angels. Innumerable company of angels. Something we're going to see shortly. I'm trying to fix my notes again. Okay. Innumerable company of angels. So let's look at some commentaries we've had last week and last 2 weeks on angels. And then we'll kick it off from there. So some little commentaries. In Hebrews 1, when it says innumerable company of angels, he wants us to see how he has spoken about angels, right? Let's take out some of the commentaries we've had about angels in the last few sessions. Last 2 sessions rather. That is Hebrews 1 verse 4. Hebrews 1 4. Look at what it says. It says, being made so much better than the angels, he had the inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So the Son has name there is used for authority. The Son has authority. Right? Excellent name that day. For which of the angels did he say at any time, thou art my son? So angels are not called sons. Do you see that? Angels are not called sons. You didn't even find that in the New Testament section of the Bible. The angels are not called sons. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Do you see that? Angels are not sons. Angels serve. When it says, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. That is Psalm 2 we just read, right? Right? Hallelujah. Verse 6, and again, when he brings in the first begotten, prototokos, into the world, it says, let all the angels of God worship him. So, angels worship the Son. We're following. Angels worship the Son. Always take note of that. Angels worship the Son. Not just the Son. Look at verse 14. It's a ministry spirit which are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So, ministers for the Son and for us. Right? We are in him. Hallelujah. We are in Christ. We are in the Son. Hold on up. So, they minister for us. They worship the Son. They minister for us. Glory to God. They worship or they minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So, therefore, man don't, or put it this way, the new creation, don't worship angels. Hope you're following me. We don't worship angels. I know there are people that pray to angels. They worship angels. But see, it is wrong. Remember we said, knowledge is so that you will walk in it, right? Your knowledge, so the way I know how knowledgeable you are is when I see your Christian walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, the way I know you're Christian, the way I know your knowledge is from your work. So you will reflect your beliefs in your work. Glory to God. And I say, sir, what about people that know the word of God? They know the word of God, but they don't work it. They don't actually know it. Hope you are following me. What you know, you will live. Hope you are following me. Amen. Amen. So let's continue. Come on, your attention here. So man don't worship angels. Man or poor, men don't worship angels. Angels actually worship the Son. And them that are heirs of salvation. So we don't worship angels. Look at something striking. Look at Revelation 19. Revelation 19. Something so striking there was Apostle John. Apostle. In and did something. Apostle bowed for angel. Hey! Yeah! Well, the angel too now gave him Chico. How about that? Angels gave me Chico. Look at Revelation 19. Apostle 19 verse 10. The angel came and was showing him things in a vision. Showed him things in a vision. Ah! Man of God. Showed him vision. And the man of God went on his knees and said, angels, ah, let me worship you. Then look at what the angels replied. Look at verse 10. And that is why you see, the Bible is a honest book. You know, John will have hidden this thing. That you will not know that, you will not see that rebuke. Right? But the Bible is honest. Very honest. In fact, don't worry. That is very honest. That's all I can say. Very honest. I love what Pastor Sheikh will say. You can't take away humanity of the writers from the scriptures. You cannot. But that is why it is actually the Bible. You can't take their humanity away from it. And they wrote it honestly. Honestly. Amen? Amen? If it was not honest, you were not honest, you will not see that Abraham slept with his house guest. You will not see it now, but it's honest. Hallelujah, slept with Hagar. Honest book. Don't you think they would have just expunged David and Bathsheba? Because and David had a son. His name is Solomon. Right? So Bathsheba too. Know that he killed Uzziah. But you always find that in humanity. Why is it like that? That you know that they were not the Messiah. Hallelujah. So you find their frailty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, follow you. So in Jesus, he took up upon himself their weaknesses and showed himself as God. So you won't find those mistakes in him. Hallelujah. For all those actions you find around them point that to the fact that they are not the Messiah. Hallelujah. Okay, follow you. This is a honest book. And Moses died. Honest. You see, and Moses was just walking. He didn't see anything. Amen? Very important. And those things like that is theology. Don't worry. We'll see that in years to come. Hallelujah. It's theology. Where will it go? Because God will be known around the activities of men. I told us that, right? Right? God is best studied. No? How did God make them know him? Or how will Moses write to them about God? Around the characters of the word patriarch. Did you see that? I said it to us during loyalty. You know, around for the loyalty were in the same. Hallelujah. I showed up that, right? You find God is best described in his relationship with men. Hallelujah. That is why he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Around men activities, men's activities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this MOG, chapter 19, verse 10, now fell. He said, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. Then he rebuked him immediately. I am thy what? I am thy what? The angel doesn't know. You know, angel, we're getting the angel, don't know. He said, I am thy servant. Because even emoji they bow, so angels still talk. And like fellow that it's actually I'm thy servant. Hallelujah. Fellow servant too for the gospel too. Right? And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Did you see that? I'm thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of what? Prophecy. Hallelujah. So the emoji wanted to bow, and the angel said, no! How you bow to me? You know, angels cannot collect the worship of man. Hope you're following me. Because angels were created for man. So angels can't collect their worship. You know, he had to do that so that he will not be counted among Satan. Remember, I told you that the sin of Satan is what? Within Genesis. And it will be situated around the sin of man. Because the Bible shows us in Romans chapter 5 that by one man sin entered into the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the sin of Satan will be what? Concerning man. You know, Satan was a singer in heaven that slapped him. Where did you learn that from? Don't worry. That scripture will open it today. It's in my notes. Don't worry, we'll get there. Thou art an anointed singer. It sings in heaven. You hear the voice of Satan. Oh my God. His voice is trembling. So one day he now called for coal. Now called Uriah. You know Uriah? There's Uriah, Daniel, Samyanja, Samaila, Boniface. Batuak, let's gather. Let's overthrow God. How? How can he say let's overthrow God? No, Satan can do that. Angel, Satan is an angel. What? Remember, we are going to have this in spirit and in no order. That when I say no order, unlike understanding the gospel and the master call that every 3 years, this is in no order. When I mean no order, I can have the next and next thing. Amen? In no order. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. So because this is not... Hope you're following me. I want to make it a main teaching. So, let's see something. So, let's gather. Oh yeah. Uriah! You will blow the trumpet. Gebu, gebu! You will lead 10 people. My kilo! You know? The people from Boko Haram, Aziz, bring them too. Then they're not gathered. The one wanted to go overthrow God. Look at your life. How can angels overthrow God? God was not made in time. Angels were made in time. Amen? The strength of an angel cannot be compared to God. I hope you are following me. So, because an angel was not made for God, so angels can't overthrow God. Angels were made for man. So the sin of angels, the sin of the devil, is situated around man. And it's within the Genesis. I hope you are following me. I hope you are following me. So stop rubbing your mind over that. I don't know who even teaches that. I'm still thinking of who told me that too. You can't use this on the screen. It was never taught from the school. I can defend that. Never. Was it? All of you, sorry. No, it's never from the school. I can defend that. Not teach that on the sky. Talk to it. As long as they don't try to speak. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Can you say angel? Say that is why you see choirs used to misbehave. So in their head, the choir master will not be thinking of how to overthrow the pastor. You know you are not well. Yeah? Pride. Okay. We have this to show the fact. No, it's not true. Yeah. It's not true. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, that was not some people refused to join music team. Is that the reason? Sabaya doesn't wear shoulder pad now. Oh, it's on time. Oh, yeah, that was the last. See, I saw one shoulder pad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So some people think that is what happened. No. Okay, follow me. So, the angel refused to receive the worship of man. Why? He doesn't want to be counted with the devil. Amen. We are following that. Look at Judges. Before you think it's just in Revelation, look at Judges. Judges. Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Judges 13. Quickly, I am the best of something. Judges 13. Are you there? Okay. Are we from verse 14? Let's see this. I will start from verse 11. 10. I'm starting from verse 10 because I want to show you something. And the woman, because the angel appeared to Samuel's mother, who is actually the wife of Manoah. Eh? Uh-huh. So, look at what happened, the wife of Manoah. So, he told the husband, and again in verse 9, the angel appeared. Verse 10, and the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband, and said to him, behold, the man that has appeared unto me, that came unto me the other day. And Manoah rose and went after the wife, and came to the man, and said unto him, art thou the man that speaketh unto this woman? And he said, I am. See, when he said, art thou the man that speaketh unto this woman, is actually something in their culture. They don't believe testimonies of women. You get it? So he wanted to hear his testimony for himself. Okay, I follow you. And for the woman to run back to tell the husband was because maybe the husband did not believe. Okay, I follow you. So testimonies of women were not counted. But yes, it was the woman that the message got to. Hallelujah. There was something around that. Okay, let's continue verse 15. And Manoah said unto the angel, the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee, not thought provost. Let us welcome you. That's what it means. Right? Until we have made ready a kid for thee. Kid there is to kill an animal. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. Did you see that? And if thou wilt offer burnt offering, thou must offer it to who? To the Lord, not to him. Did you see that? When he said kill a kid, it was like a sacrifice. You make a sacrifice for you. He said, no, don't try. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to be counted among the Satan, among the devil. Hope you're following me. For Manoah knew not that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel, what is thy name? And when thou sayest come to pass, that we may do the honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why ask me after my name, seeing it is secret? Hallelujah. So that is an angel. It will not receive sacrifices, it will not receive worship of man. Hope you are following me, because sacrifices is supposed to be worship to God. In Genesis, right? Sacrifices is worship to God. Hope you are following me. So angels don't. Right? Hope you are following me. Okay. But when I was teaching us on the book of Galatians, I told you sometimes angels can say, I the Lord. Right? And he's not saying I the Lord because he is the Lord. His message is passing across. Right? So he can stand in the stead and say, I the Lord, because he's passing across God's message. Right? Right? Did you say that? Okay. Let's move ahead. So angels don't receive, or angels are not served by men, but rather they serve men. Right? So they were created for man in the Genesis. We're going to look at that shortly. Angels were created for man. And they were created all in Genesis. They exist within time. Hallelujah. Angels were created for who? Man. Man. Look at Colossians 1:16 quickly. Let's see this. So, and they were created within time. Colossians 1:16. Man was created last. Why? Because everything created before that, I heard that from E.W. Kenyon, were created for him. So the reason, E.W. Kenyon would say the reason for the creation is because of man. Hallelujah. Very astute. Very astute. Very correct. And as that man came last, everything was made. Okay. Everything made for man. Colossians 1:16. Here it says, for by him, who? Which is Christ, right? The image of the invisible God, 1560, by him were all things created, that are in heaven and in the earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. This is referring to supernatural beings, angels, right? 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 Now, what I taught you years back, hierarchy, right? So the hierarchy, but they are still supernatural beings, thrones, principalities, powers, then they are all supernatural beings. Yeah. Where the supernatural being? So, yeah. So they were all created for who? All things were created by him and him. Did you see that? Hallelujah. By him and for him. Very, very important. So, I wanted to take us back to... I told myself because I don't trust myself, I don't follow my notes. We stay here tonight. Amen. Amen. So, they were created for him. Not just him. It says, for him and we are in him, right? Simple way out of this one now. Hallelujah. I want to show you something in Hebrews, but I'm not going there now. Glory to God. And we saw in the commentary last week and last week that angels are called the sons of God in the Old Testament, right? Why were they called sons of God? They called sons of God because at that time, you could call it, remember I said, in the Old Testament books, you'll find man's revelation playing out on some things, right? Man's revelation. But put it this way, because of the language of their day. Okay, for you, because of the language of their day. Language of their day were a bit restricted to some things. Hallelujah. Okay, for you, because of the language of their day. So, they will call angels sons of God. Whereas angels are not the sons of God. Okay, for you, me. Amen. I don't know, whenever I get there, don't worry. So, angels are not the sons of God. Though they were called sons of God by men in the Old Testament book for a reason. One, because of their appearance. Right? Because of their appearance. How they are, so call them sons of God. One, because of their appearance, and they believe that because their appearance is like God-like, so they say, these are sons of God. Something like that. Right? Hallelujah. So they are called sons of God because of their appearance, and they believe in their day, those days that they were from heaven. So these are heavenly beings. So because they are heavenly beings, they call them, these are sons of God. Do you, I hope you are following me. Amen. But to say that there was no revelation of angels in the Old Testament book is wrong. Hope you are following that. They were. Okay, let's go ahead a bit. In Genesis 6:1, the Bible says the sons of God saw the daughters of men. We've explained that, right? It didn't say they came to sleep with them. No. Because angels cannot have sexual intercourse with man. Angels don't even have sexual intercourse with angels. Hope you are following me. So it can't be sexual intercourse. Hope you are following me. So it's not sexual intercourse. No. Leave those stupid commentaries. Amen? In Job 1:6 and Job 2:1, we heard words like, when the sons of God were gathered. Sons of God were gathered. As referring to in supernatural beings, right? Supernatural beings. Because we said angels do not reproduce. We said so, right? Angels do not multiply. They don't multiply, no. Angels do not multiply. I said something, angels are impotent. They don't multiply. Amen? Matthew 22, you know, this saying that they say, cover your head and come to church, don't wear mini skirts. Now angels will not, you not just know, you just have belly for angels. Bro, this is, no. In Matthew 22, they asked Jesus a question. A man got married to a wife. He had seven brothers. And after the man died, having no issue, the wife went from the second to the seventh brother and they all died. Right? Finally, the woman died before uncle. The woman died. Let's say in the resurrection, who will be, Matthew 22, I guess 25. He said, who will be who will be the wife in the resurrection? And Jesus, and who came to ask him that stupid question? The Pharisees. And Jesus responded and said to them, he says, you err not knowing the scripture, not the power of God. Say that in the resurrection, they do not marry, neither are they given to marry, but are like the angels of God. Is that? So that means the angels of God do not marry and are not given to marriage. Hope you are following that. Angels do not marry and they are not given to marriage. You must understand that very well. Hallelujah. Angels, I say angels do not multiply. Okay, this is it. In Genesis, sometimes I'm going to show you. Okay. In Genesis, you discover that angels, we do not have instruction given to angels at any time, multiply, replenish the earth, or give, produce your kind. We have that for every other being, but not for angels. In fact, angels were not specifically mentioned in Genesis, but they were there, but they are there. Oh yeah, follow me, I'll just show you a glimpse of it. Just a glimpse and then we'll move ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But every other creature were asked to reproduce and multiply, but it was not such about angels, because angels do not. Angels were created once in their number, innumerable. Hope you are following me. Look at Job chapter 38, verse 7. Job 38, 7. Follow me fast. And Job 38, look at verse 7. It says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. All of them. Did you see that? All of them. It's not saying some. All of them. So all together. Hallelujah. All of them. So they are all created once. Hope you are following that. Angels are all created once. Let's proceed. And we said in strength, angels are stronger than man in physical strength, physical composition. Right? We saw an appearance of angels last week. We're going to see some also today. Right? Say, in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, say he makes his ministers what? I mean, makes his angels spirit and his ministers flame of fire. So angels have an appearance like of fire. Hallelujah. We looked at Elisha in 2 Kings. Elisha and Elijah. Elijah was taken up by a wild wind. And Elisha saw what? Chariots of fire. And he shouted, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Right? Now that chariot was referring to what? The chariot of angels. Hallelujah. Fire. Light out of fire. I wanted to call Gehazi. Elisha, because at that point Gehazi was already stricken with leprosy. Elisha and his servant, they came against Elisha, right? And the servant was crying. What did Elisha say? He said, he that is with us is more than he that is with them. And he prayed that his eyes be open. What did he see? He saw a chariot of fire. Hallelujah. Chariot of fire. So angels have a fire-like appearance. And we're going to see the reason why they have it. Hallelujah. As we proceed. Amen? Amen? Angels have a fire-like appearance. So in strength they are stronger than man. But not in authority at all. Not in authority. But in physical composition. In authority, who has authority? Man. And it's like that. The Bible says Hebrews 2:7. Jesus was made a little lower than the angel, right? Very fundamental. Bring it for me. Amen. Very fundamental. I just read Hebrews 1:7, right? Okay. Look at 2 Peter 3:11. 2 Peter 2:11, are you there? He said, whereas angels,
which are greater in power.
Did you see that?
And that word power there is the word for strength. Not that they have authority, not authority, power. The word for strength. Iskos or istros. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that is it. Istros. Hallelujah. And might. Bring no other accusation before the Lord. Hallelujah. So they have strength. Angels have strength. Hebrews 2:7. Watch the Hebrews 2:7 quickly. Hebrews 2:7. It is, thou made him, referring to Jesus. Now, that's some of the five. For unto which of the angels did he put his subjection? But also the angels, had he not put in subjection the word to come? Whereof we speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in a certain place testifies, saying, who is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? That thou made him a little lower than angels. Now I use the word angels here. It's used here for in the Greek. Angelus, right? And he was reading, we're going to get to where he's reading from. Hallelujah. He's reading from Psalms. We'll get to the Psalms shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lower than the angels. And crowns him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of his hands, and has put all things in subjection under his feet. So when he said made him a little lower than the angels, we said he's talking to what? He's talking about Jesus' what? Physical appearance, that he became a man in the incarnation. We're talking about the incarnation, and Jesus became a man, and we'll see that. Look at, let's read ahead, let's see what that little lower angel is. Look at verse 9. But we see Jesus, okay, verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. It says, he's within Psalm 8 now. He said, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus. That means Jesus is what he's talking about here in Psalm 8. Now let's see something. We're going to look at a few things now. Amen. But let's sit down first. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, come with glory and honor, that he, by grace of God, should test death for every man. Did you see that? So we're talking about the incarnation. Look at verse 14. For so much that as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, did you see that? He also likewise took part of the same. That is a little lower than angels. He became flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember I told us that should be one of our teachings. I said Jesus in the incarnation is the first time Jesus became a man. God came as a man. But that was not the first time we have seen him on the scene. Right? Showed us John 1. He came to his own received it, but as many has received him, that is incarnation. So before the incarnation, he has been in the world, but the world didn't know him. Hallelujah. But not as a man. The first time he became a man. That's why, hope you're following me. Eh? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Go to God. Look at that John 1. Let me just show you something. Fast. Are you there? Verse 18 says, for no man has seen God at any time. No man has seen God at any time. Did you see this? No man has seen God. Could that be? If we don't interpret this way, you know, some people will come and tell you, have you not heard people say, the Bible contradicts it. That can't say no man has seen God. Then who did? Did you see that? Hallelujah. No. When you say no man has seen God at any time, it means no man has seen God as a man at any time. Hallelujah. I hope you are following me. At any time. No man has seen God as a man. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. But in Christ we find that explanation of God. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Okay, let's move ahead. So we were somewhere in Hebrews chapter number 2. I want to talk to them on this.
You know, I will talk about this week before that.
Amen. Hebrews 2. Glory to God. Okay, Hebrews 2. Now look at verse 7. It says, "And some of that have made him a little lower than an angel, cast him with glory and honor, and this set him over the works of thy hands." Works of thy hands? So what is the work of the hands? Everybody, pack. What is the work of his hands? Okay, read the next verse. What is the next verse? Honor is it all things? Is all things the work of his hands? Right? Come on! So what we've been reading from Hebrews 1, what is the works of his hands? Eh? What have we been reading in Genesis from Hebrews 1? What have we been reading? We've been reading angels. Hallelujah. That we've been reading. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now what we've been reading from chapter 1. Let me show you something. Look at verse 7. It says, "And of the angels he said, he maketh his angels spirit." So when he said he maketh them, he made them spirit. That is, angels are the works of his hands. Hope you're following me. Eh? Angels are what? The works of his hands. He made it. So that means he made angels. He made the supernatural being. Hope you're following me. He made the supernatural being. So that means if they are the works of his hands, that means they will be found in the Genesis. Hope you're following that. He made the angels. I need you to follow me now. So he put all things in subjection under his feet. Is this similar to what we read in Colossians 1:16? Right? Right? Glory to God. He said, "For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that he didn't put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus." That means the prophecy of David in Psalms 8, open to Psalms 8, verse 4, is about Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's see what David did. Now the writer of Hebrews has shown us that he was referring to angels. Right? Let's see what David will now say. Psalms 8, verse 4. Follow me now. I just remember one song. One funny song we used to sing when we were small. Follow me now. You know the song? Hey, you guys are making me feel like one old papa. Okay. Where were we? Verse 8, verse 4, yeah? Look at verse 4. It says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? Is that it? And the son of man that thou visitest him." Can you see that? "For he made him a little lower than the angels." Yeah, he uses the word Elohim. But we're not looking at that in this series at all. Hallelujah. Eh? He didn't use Malak here. He uses Elohim. Elohim is used for supernatural beings too. So you understand why the writer of Hebrews will call it angels. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. But I'm not looking at it now. Okay. "For we made him a little lower than the Elohims," right? The angels. "And crowned him with glory and honor." Verse 6. "Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. And that has put all things under his feet," right? "Or sheep, oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish, and whatsoever passeth under the..." Look at what he said. He didn't call angels. What about people call the angels? No, he did. Look at verses 2-3. "Say, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mayest mightest feel the enemies and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens," did you see that? "The works of thy finger." Did you see the works he spoke about in verse 6? He has been talking about it from verse 3. right? The works of thy fingers. He calls, what is the works? What do we call the works of thy fingers? The moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. You see that?
Okay, let's continue. When it says moon and stars, don't get it too much of a horse. Now that word stars, as we saw last week, is a word also used for angels. It's also used for angels. We read something in Job 38 verse 7. It says, when the morning stars, just look at that again. Job 38 verse 7. Are you there? You there, I read. It says, when the morning stars sang together, all the sons of God shouted for joy. So, angels are called morning stars. Or put supernatural beings that are called morning stars and angels of God. Or sons of God. You see that? Supernatural beings are called morning stars. We saw some of those things last week from Genesis 2, right? We saw it last week. That God telling Abraham, your descendants shall be like the stars of the heavens. You see that? The stars of the heavens. Now when you use the word heavens, they're used for supernatural people. Right? Stars of the heavens, supernatural. Hallelujah. Let's see some of those things again. Look at Deuteronomy. I'll just rush down to Deuteronomy 4 verse 19. Deuteronomy 4:19. Get this, also we stopped last week. Deuteronomy 4:19. So we'll take a bit more of those commentaries again. Deuteronomy 4:19. Are you there? It says here, is it? At least thou lift up thy eyes unto the heavens. He said, at least thou lift up thy hands unto the heavens, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which is the Lord, which the Lord thy God had divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. You see that? So he was talking about Israel and every other nation. Now he said, the nations, other nations, he has given to the sun, the moon, and the stars. He was referring to supernatural beings. Am I following you? He was referring to what? Supernatural beings. Glory to God. And look at verse 20. He says, but the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, and to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Now let me quickly check something. Just give me a few minutes. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's continue. So, angels, right? These were supernatural beings. Right? Was that what I said? Supernatural beings. So, other nations, you kept them over to what? Supernatural beings. Israel will be his people. Well, the children of Israel disobeyed. What happened? What did you do to them when they were unbelieving? He gave them the law in the hands of who? Angels. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord of God. So, in that means, the same way if you read the book of Corinthians, he will equate unbelief, he will equate their unbelief with people who were not even saved. and they were thrown out in the wilderness. Right? He equated their unbelief. I mean, he equated their, sorry, not their unbelief. He equated their conduct of believers, the conduct of believers in Corinth. Right? He equated their conduct. He will equate it as that of men. That is, they behave like men that have not the Spirit of God. So he will not use what to instruct them. He will not use instructions of the men who were not believing. He said, do not murmur like they did. Right? Do not murmur like they did. Who murmured? Numbers. You see that? They were not believing, but he is using that to teach men who were saved for walking in the flesh. So that means unbelief. Or let me put it this way, walking in the flesh, it makes you behave like a mere man. I've said that to us several, right? Walking in the flesh makes you behave as though you don't have the Spirit of God. Now, watch me. Now, these are supposed to be his people, right? He adopted them as a people because of unbelief. What did he do? The same thing that happened to other nations, that they were under angels. Right? We're going to look about that. I'm giving you this as a foundation to some things we say in the Scripture. Hallelujah. But you will always track back to what I said. I'll track you back to what I said today. Hallelujah. Now, for Israel, when they were now disobedient, and they did not believe the gospel, they were given the law. Right? In the hands of who? An angel. You read that, right? Read that, right? And we said that law, that was what we said, this old covenant of ours will be as a result of the rejection of the new covenant in Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. And to be in the hands of angels, to be delivered by angels in the name of Jesus Christ. To establish the angels. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. So you now have, that is really why you now have some angelic interactions as regards. So when you now see, there was now something like and people died. Yeah, God in the Old Testament knows not God. So you will now be, what we will be doing, maybe during GPLR, we will begin to look at, little by little, differentiating the works of angels from that of God. Hallelujah. In fact, because the people knew, they know God's works. Hallelujah. But what we write as what we see as God's word in the first gospel and in the epistles, we are used to communicate the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know Moses that said, all his works are perfect. Right? Come on. He's just. Perfect. Glory to God.
Let's go ahead. Okay. Deuteronomy 10, verse 22. Just chapter 10, just the chapter after. Verse 22. Sorry. 22. It says, thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. Did you see that? Because angels are innumerable. They are called stars. So they are used to describe an uncountable people.
We are following that. I need to describe an uncountable people. Angels.
28? Deuteronomy 28? Are you with me? Deuteronomy 28. Verse 62. Did I read? It says, and ye shall be left in few. And ye shall be few in numbers, whereas you were stars of the heaven. Did you see that? For multitude. Amen? Okay. So it's used like that to show you that the stars of heaven are innumerable, right? Glory to God. In Psalms 145. Are you in Psalms 145? From verses 1. It says, I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Verse 3. Let's read together verse 3. Are you there? Want to go? Come on. Are we not there? Psalm 145. You guys are slow. You guys are very slow. Fast there. I'm trying to be fast. Okay, verse 5. What, let's go. Verse 3. Want to go? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, sorry. Psalms 148, sorry. Verse 1. 148, verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the height. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Verse 3 together. Once, let's go. Hallelujah. Look at verse 2. He says, praise you all these angels. And he calls them what? Sun and moon. Hallelujah. And the stars. So angels are called stars. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. It's a praise. So he was referring to supernatural beings. Look at verse 4. Praise ye, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. This is referring to supernatural beings. Hope you are following that. Supernatural beings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 14. We're getting to you guys. Isaiah 14, the Lucifer guy. Amen. I'll just take a few. Okay, let me just read from verse 12 into 13. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the moon? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. This is Lucifer. This is the devil.
Keep quiet. Nothing.
Hallelujah. Who was the writing this on Daniel? Look at chapter 13, verse 1 into 2. It's chapter 13 that flowed into chapter 14. That's why it's good to read in context. Hope I follow you. That's why it's good to read in context. Don't have to do it. Amen? It's good to read in context. So let's read that in context well again. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. It says, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see, lift up the banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake their hands, that they may go into the gates of the noble. I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. So he's writing against Babylon. Hallelujah. Babylon is a city. And was referring to their king. So their king. Now that word Lucifer is not actually in the original. That word Lucifer is a Latin word. Obviously it's a Latin word. Amen. It's Latin. It's actually not Hebrew. Amen. So the Hebrew word there is actually, I didn't check it out again, but it's something Haivar. H-A-V-I-E-R and the last. Amen. Amen. So it's not actually, and it's referring to, now the meaning of the word Lucifer is the word son of the morning. Now that is how that king is referred to. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. That king of Babylon is referring to as the son of the morning. So when he says, oh Lucifer, that had fallen, he was referring to a man. What was that in heaven? Lucifer wanted to be like God. Are you normal? Amen. Come on. Stop that nonsense. Glory to God. Stop that nonsense. He says, thou hast cut down to the ground, and thou did weaken the nation. So that was his, what did he do to the nation? He weakened them. Hallelujah. Because he was strong. So he oppressed the nation. That was what it meant. Hallelujah. He oppressed every other nation. Babylon. Glory to God. In fact, so maybe you know how, what Babylon did. The noise of Babylon still stands up until Revelation. Amen? Amen? Babylon. Though, yes, I've taught you always that there is a supernatural force, right?
behind the action of every. You've discovered that. I'm not going there today. Amen? Okay. Now it says, thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend unto heaven. So it's referring to a man, not the devil. Eh? It says Lucifer. It's Lucifer. Okay. Lucifer is a Latin word. And at this point, this thing was written, there was nothing called Lucifer. So Lucifer, you call the devil, is a Latin name. Yes. Oh, you didn't know? Latin name. Latin name for the word Lucy. You ever heard that name Lucy? Lucy is a short form for Lucifer. And Lucifer is not the wrong word. It means son of the morning. It says the name of the devil is a Hebrew name for the devil. You are not aware. You didn't hear devil's name there. So where were we? Okay, for me to even shock you more. Eh? Look at verse 19. Let's see verse 19. But thou art cast out thy grave like an abominable branch, and the remnant of those that are slain thrust through the sword. So if we say this is Lucifer, does Lucifer have grave? Amen. Amen. So is the person we're referring to. So don't get your heart. Okay, look at Jude 13. Jude. We start from verses, we read just two verses, verses 6 and verses 13. So that you understand what he's talking about there. Are you in Jude? Come on, spend too long here. There are things that we need to cover because of prayer of truth. Come on, let's be fast. Verse 6. It says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, referring to Genesis 6. You are following me? But left their own habitation, he had reserved an everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Right? And now referred to that they are seen in Genesis 6 as what? That of Sodom and Gomorrah. Bam. Did you see any other thing there? No. So the sin of Satan is related to unbelief. Or sin against man. It's related to the sin of man. Amen? Look at verses 13. That's what I'm going to. Verse 13. Now he's talking about, it's down. Look at verses 12. Say, this had spot in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked out and plucked up by the roots. Verse 3, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Who is reserved the blackness and darkness of forever ever since? Angels, which kept not their first estate. Refer them to them as what? Wandering stars. Hallelujah. Hope you follow that. Refer to them as what? Wandering stars. So, angels are referred to in figure as stars. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. You know, I didn't show you anything in Genesis 1. So if you go and put anything in your head in Genesis 1, or here is your case. Though I have Genesis 1, I wanted to show you something there. But I asterisked it not to show you the thing. I'm not showing anybody. Yeah. So if you were to go and start teaching, you know, some people can go and teach third Corinthians. After they were shown Jasha, they went to teach third Corinthians. If you like, go one step further. Go and teach the angels in Genesis 1. Me, your pastor, I did not teach it. Glory to God. Did I show you anything in Genesis 1 and called angels? I just gave you commentaries, right? Because I don't expect you to go and teach it. I expected you to know, right? And trust the process. You cannot learn everything. If you learn all your book in primary 1, the reserve form for primary 2, primary 3, then I have something I call secondary. One is primary, one is even nursery. Now one is not primary, now it's not secondary. You say, ah, this is secondary. When you think you are there, I say, the one is called tertiary. When you think I don't have BS, I say, no. One is called professional. No, one is called master. Yeah, one is professional. I'm not a professor, no. One is called doctorate. You say, oh, okay. When you think I have arrived, I say, no. There's another one called professorship.
Amen. So that means what you are supposed to learn as an emeritus, to become an emeritus, eh? They now started teaching you from nursery. You know, ABC. 1, 2, 3. It's part of, you are going to become an accountant. ABC. 1, 2, 3. Is it okay? Let it be fast. Let me just quickly start knowing the laws of thermodynamics. Say, calm down. Go to primary one. Right? Primary two. In fact, they knew that you are going to learn salt in SSU. Eh? And learn a, what's the other one? Integration and differentiation in those classes. They start teaching you LCM. It's for a reason. They didn't teach you LCM in primary one. They taught in primary three. Going to primary four. Eh? Amen. They knew where they were going to. When they were teaching you, there's this thing that you guys do again. Every is always in chapter one of your new general mathematics from SS1. Log reading, sorry. Log reading. Look at what they started teaching you log reading. See, the year I discovered it, I shouted. I was in the university. They just picked up SS1 and SS3 and SS3. I didn't even know why I picked up this SS3. I was not doing lessons for anybody. I just picked them up. SS1, 2, 3, 10. And I opened it. I look at the fact that they did log reading in SS1, in SS2, in SS3. But the log reading in SS1, they were not in SS2. They were not in SS3. How? They knew they were taking you to SS3 log reading. It started from SS1. So you must learn to understand. And there are some times you don't run. When you're rushing, I don't know log reading in SS1. The person in SS3 is laughing at you. Don't worry. You do log reading, man. Your eye will open. Wait, see, you know in SS1, you're using log table. Right? You're going to log table. In SS3, you don't need log table. Give your answer. Convert 2 log 4. Yeah, that is 2 log 4. Base 10. You say base 10. Right? But in SS1, you were looking at everything. Just go to 4-figure table. Pa. Is that no log reading? Right? That is it. Hallelujah. So you don't say you know it in SS1. If not, you should go and write YEC in SS1. Hallelujah! I failed well! But hey, amen. I know that for me that do GC in SS2. That is rebellion. The sin of the devil. Amen. Wait till SS3. Glory to God. Where were we? So if you like. Where's my pen? Let me cancel it because people can come and pick my book. And say, let me see where Pastor wants us to talk about. Angel song. There's some people like that. They say, let me go through Pastor's book. What do you do? I didn't call the name of anybody. Let me just... You want to know ahead. It is cancelled and sealed completely from your knowledge. Amen. And I have a reason for it. Glory to God. Amen. I have a reason for it. Okay. Commentaries about angels. That's what we read, right? So something that will bring to us again is what we learned during the book of Galatians. Angels do not know scriptures. Angels don't know the scriptures. They don't have full comprehension of the scriptures. That's why Peter will say in 1 Peter 1 verses 12. 1 Peter 1 12. Look at what Peter says. 1 Peter 1 12. Look at what he says. He says, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel to you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Hallelujah! Angels desire to look into the things pertaining to salvation, because they don't have a full grasp of it. Therefore, the angels don't have a full grasp of it. Hallelujah! That is why an angel will want to go and tell, we want to tell Peter to go preach to Cornelius. He will bring forfeited gifts. Amen? Bring forfeited gifts. Just wanted him to go and preach to an unsaved person. He brought gifts. Amen? Glory to God. To his angels. We listened to that message on the book of Galatians because we dealt with how to handle dreams. Some people are dreamers. Some people are dreaming. Dream it. They can dream everything. Can you explain the reason behind snake in the dream? I think when somebody turns to snake in the dream, it means that person is cunning.
African magic is still doing you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:10. I want to be fast here. Ephesians 3:10. They don't, the angels are not knowledgeable. Ephesians 3:10. Quickly. Ephesians 3 verse 10. Are you there? It says, say to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, referring to supernatural beings, right? Right? Might be made, I mean might be known by the church the manifold wisdom. Hallelujah. You have, if you read from verses 8, it says, unto me this list of all saints in the great, and this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God. So it's referring to the gospel, it's referring to the message of the scriptures. Hallelujah. It says, verses 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus. So the intent now, that the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go further a bit. So angels learn from us. Angels do not preach the gospel. They don't know the gospel. Listen. They don't preach the gospel. Some people see by upper workings, angels are found around the gospel. You're following me? They are found around the gospel. We'll see that also. Hallelujah. They are found around the gospel. But they don't preach it. Hope you're following me. They don't preach it. They don't know it. So they can't preach it. But they are found around the gospel. Remember, they are ministry spirits to minister for us. Hope you're following me. So they minister for us around the gospel. Look at the angel and Philip. An angel appeared to Philip and said, join thyself to that chariot. Hallelujah. Why did the angel go and minister to the Ethiopian eunuch? We have shown him some visions that the guy will japa. Because he's not obligated to do so. Hallelujah. But he ministers for us around the gospel. We're going to see that. Hallelujah. When we're back. And we'll begin to look at how we receive their ministry. We'll see a bit of that today. Hallelujah. We receive their ministry. Oh, hallelujah. We receive more of angelic ministry in our period. In this period, in our time, in the years and years and years and years to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, angels minister for us. They minister help for us. Remember, I told us last week, I said, the needs, because angels are made for man, so the needs of man are put in angels. The needs of man are put in angels. Are put in angels. Glory to God. Are put in angels. I heard an example, I heard this story a time ago from Pastor Shego. He said something about a young guy, you know, in China, those periods, up until now, in China, they don't allow the preaching of the gospel. So men are bringing Bibles, smuggle Bibles in the country, they smuggle it. And smuggling it, they will have to come through the borders. So there was this man of God, known man of God, very known. So he has such ministry to bringing in Bibles to China. So one day, they were to bring in Bibles to China and they were to cross the border. Those guys by the borders were already there. And you know, in China, when you are caught smuggling, you know, China will even kill you. They will imprison you for 50 years. Hope you know that. They will imprison you for a long time. So he was to take in those Bibles. And while he was going in, he knew that. So what he did was, he just prayed and said, Lord, thank you, because I know you will make a way for me. Hallelujah. Something I want to tell you. You don't get angel conscious. You are not angelic conscious. You are not conscious of angels. No. Hallelujah. You are Christ conscious. Hope you are following me. You say, you are not angelic conscious. So I am conscious of angels too. You are Christ conscious. Hallelujah. You are Christ conscious. Glory to God. Amen. You are Christ conscious. You are conscious of Christ. We're going to look at that after my story. So the guy just prayed. I said, Lord, I receive help from you. And this Bible will get into this land. So as he was going, an angel joined himself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something I want to show you is
See, I told us last week that angels have an appearance like a fire, right? Now they have that appearance like a fire when you read through scriptures, when you see the appearance like a fire, is when it comes to preservation and for deliverance. When it comes to healing, angels will appear like nurses, like doctors. Hallelujah. When it comes to health, angels don't have a one-like appearance. I'm going to show us that today. Hallelujah. We're going to see. Glory to God. The angels that appeared to Abraham, they appeared to the patriarch of God. They were not like fire all the time. Right? Right? We're going to see that. Right of Hebrews says, say a bit about that. Glory to God. Amen. So he joined him up in, he said he was on a motorcycle. So the angel came to him like a person and said, carry me on, let's go. Carry me on. They were going with the Bibles. So the angel said, carry me on. Hallelujah. Carry me on, let's go. So they went. As they got to the border, they were searching a car in front of them. So one of the border guys came to meet them in their motorcycle. And as the border guy came close, he looked straight at the angel, and the angel now looked like the guy's cousin. Hallelujah. He now looked like the guy's cousin. Glory to God. So angels can carry such appearance, can carry such look. Amen. When they help their following me. Amen. When the Bible wrote about angels, when Jesus was praying, that the angels were strengthening him, somebody saw it. Hallelujah. It was seen by them. They didn't see fire light. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. So when he saw, when that guy saw his cousin, they spoke in their language. And he asked him to go. And as they entered this city, the angel told him, I told you I'm going to solve it out. I'm told you I'm going to solve it. And as the angel said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The minister helped. Glory to God. Angels do that. Angels do that. We're going to see. I'm going to share more examples to us, especially as we proceed today. Glory to God. The minister helped for us. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. 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 So, look at something. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. I'll read some scriptures into 13. Look at chapter 12. They're talking about angels. Did I say angels? Verse 3. So the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to the judge of all, and the spirit of justice made perfect, to the mediator, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better than that of Abel. Right? It says, see ye refuse him that speaketh, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape, who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Did you see that? Whose voice shook the earth and explained that. Look at chapter 13. It says, let brotherly love do what? Let brotherly love do what? What is brotherly love? Look at verses 29 of Hebrews 12. It says, for our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love consume. So God consumes us to walk in love. That's what it means. Hallelujah. So walking in love is walking in the spirit. Right? Our God is a consuming fire. No. He consumes us to walk in love, to walk in the spirit. So we are consumed to walk in the spirit. Now let brotherly love continue. Right? Verses 2. Say, be not forgetful to entertain who? He was talking to ministers. Remember, who is at the background of this writing? Genesis to what? Malachi. Right? Come on. He said, let's not forget to entertain what? Strangers. For thereby some have entertained who? Angels unawares. Did you see that? Some have done what? Entertained who? Angels unawares. Glory to God. How are you following that? Glory to God. Let's not forget to entertain strangers. Now that word entertain is the word in the Greek used for to receive. You see, so when they use the angels there, it's not, I heard somebody say, Omepa has received ministers of the gospel unaware. He's not talking to men. I don't mean supernatural beings, because I've been talking about angels as supernatural beings from Hebrews chapter 1. So it's referring to supernatural beings, and many have received angels. Hallelujah. So that means, listen, if we are walking the Spirit more consciously, if we're walking the Spirit, we receive the ministry of angels. The ministry of angels, so that's why I said you shouldn't be angelic conscious. You should be Christ conscious. Hallelujah. The more you walk in your own, the more you know your right-hand privileges in Christ and walk in the light of your right-hand privileges, the more of angelic ministry you receive. Are you following me? Hallelujah. The more you walk in your right-hand privileges, the more you walk, the more you pray. Hallelujah. You know, prayer is not about right-hand privileges in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer is. So the more you walk in your rights and your privileges, the more of the ministry of angels you receive. Hallelujah. Something you're going to see. Fear. It weakens angels. Fear, don't. That's why when the angels appear all through scripture, you hear them say, fear not. Have you heard that? Fear not. Because fear weakens them. Fear paralyzes them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't receive the ministry of angels in fear. No, you can't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't receive the ministry of angels in fear. So look at what I have in my notes. It is, so our confession of faith, our walk in the Spirit. So in our confession of faith, that is our walk in the Spirit, we'll receive the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. Which includes our prayer also. Glory to God. Is it entertain strangers? So angels can appear in the likeness of a man, like a man. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We receive the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. You know, just by walking in the Spirit. Walking long. Walk in love. Oh, expect you want to see angel. If it is not turning chariots of fire, no angels, no. Just walk in love. Amen. Say some of them entertain angels. Just stranger. So you say, how can I walk in love towards a stranger? He's just a stranger. No! Let me see. Hallelujah. Here we go. You walk in spirit. Hallelujah. You receive it. The ministry. Glory to God. You know, angels also does have a ministry of preservation and deliverance. Hope you know that. Have a ministry of preservation and deliverance. Now, whenever we talk about deliverance, we're not talking about deliverance from the devil. No, because in salvation we are delivered. Colossians 1:13. Let me begin to round up here. Colossians 1:13. Amen. So we can take it up from here. Colossians 1:13. He said he has delivered us from the kingdom of death and translated us to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kingdom of the son of his Lord. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. So in Christ you are delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Look at John. John chapter 8, verse 32. He said, for you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Chapter 2. Hallelujah. You know the truth, and the truth is that the truth there means you know the gospel, you know scripture and scripture. No! When you talk about the truth, look at how Jesus uses the word truth. In John 14, he says, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. So the truth is the person. That's what I say. Hallelujah. The truth is the person. The truth is reality. Hallelujah. This is the reality. Hallelujah. The reality there is the person. Hallelujah. So it says you know the truth, and the truth will make you free, will set you free. Hallelujah. So the truth has set you free, the truth is the person Jesus. So in Christ, we are set free. Hallelujah. Set free from the kingdom of darkness. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. Hallelujah. We're once in darkness, we walk according to the course of this world. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Said the Spirit and I will walk in the children of disobedience. We were once like that. We had our conversation in this world. But in Christ we are delivered. Hallelujah. We are set free from the kingdom of darkness. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. So? So? But that's free.
Glory to God. First John 5:4. First John 5:4. I'm a bit fast because time. The verse 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world.
Even our faith. Hallelujah. Through our overcome the world. So in Christ we overcome the world. But yes! There's still a deliverance.
Hallelujah. We are delivered to be delivered. So this deliverance we're talking about here is deliverance from men. Men.
Not deliverance from the devil. No, deliverance from men who are possessed in the devil. Who will deliver from the devil? But we still have men around the world. Yeah, hallelujah. Remember we said devil, the devil is not omnipresent, right? The devil is an angel. An angel is not omnipresent. That was when Jesus was taken to Egypt. Satan was still in Israel. Because Satan will get to Israel, to Egypt, Jesus has come back to Israel. Amen. He couldn't get it. Glory to God. He didn't know the king was born. He didn't know Jesus was born until the wise man told who? The wise man told who? Yeah. I mean, told hell. That was what he knew. Because when an unbeliever knows, Satan knows. How will Satan know? Through his demons. Hallelujah! Satan is not omnipresent. He's an angel. Just supernatural being. He can be in every place. As if Satan can't be in every place. Satan can't know. I mean, people don't even know the label Satan. You think whether it's Satan or it's people. Satan does not know everything. Satan doesn't know anything. That is why Satan relies on man's intelligence. Like what I just told you. He relies on man's intelligence. So you have everything in your life is on social media. Continue. Continue. Your life is social media. Continue. Then I tell you what. Continue. Your life is on social media. Continue.
Because what a non-believer sees is Satan has seen it. You don't know?
I'm telling you. Anyway, he sees through the eyes. An unbeliever is in the kingdom of Satan.
Hope you're following that. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. You're looking at me.
That's the truth. Some people pray Satan as somebody that they're doing.
If Satan is in Kaduna today, he's not in the world. He doesn't know what's happening in the world. Is it happening?
There's no way he can know what's happening in Lagos when he's in Kaduna. Well, how does he know what's happening in Lagos when he's in Kaduna? Demons. Hallelujah. Demons. He's again. Demons. That live around men. But Satan himself, there will be no reflection. That's that. Mind how you tell your plan to an unbeliever. Want to plan to do something. Your mind cannot say one thing. They're telling you everything. An answer. Hallelujah. Even God. Jesus came to the earth. He announced it. He said, my son has been born. What did he do? Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Right. What did Mary do when he heard the thing? She kept it in her. A virtue believer should learn. Learn to keep it in her. You have to learn, please. Me, I have to talk my mind. You know that is not a very interesting thing. Say no. You don't know. Me, I don't want to talk my mind. It's my mind I'm just saying. You know the Christian church. Hallelujah. Don't do like that. Don't do that thing. Some people say, I want to talk my mind to you. I want to say their mind to their parents. They don't want to talk my mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
When believers are gathered, have you heard people say, when believers are gathered, Satan is also gathered?
Don't do that nonsense.
He said, every time you see the gathering of believers, you see Satan there. Because when the sons of God are gathered, Satan came.
I don't know how we're going to raise this place, but I'm glad that most of those nonsense that is bewitching people to mind is from a yellow book. You don't know the yellow book. If you don't know the yellow book, you have to. But you don't know the yellow book well, but you know the story in the yellow book.
the yellow book is where you have, I know the yellow book very well. In fact, we read it at the beginning in school. It's where you have Eve trying to pluck fruit, and serpent was there by the tree. And they had that conversation. That is the yellow book. It's going to be the yellow book. Amen. But thanks be to God, there's going to be a replacement of that yellow book.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. You know why? Because come believers' convention of Saint Community Church, not Saint Pavilion, but a shared group, Saint Community Church will be releasing a book on the yellow book. It will be done on the yellow. So you are going to replace. Don't think it's a children's book. It was when you were a child that you have carried this mentality from a child to now. So you are going to buy that book that you can erase some of those mentalities. I will buy it to your pastor. I will buy it and read it. Amen. Is that a joke? I will buy it and read it.
Because the last time you should be careful when you show children.
Amen. Amen. The way we begin to teach them the streets of heaven are made of gold. Are you normal? Gold is earthly. It says street of heaven. How do you even know street? What's the name of the street?
And I don't get it. No, don't say nonsense.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Where were we? Angels ministered deliverance, right?
Right? From Satan's men. How about that? Right? Satan's men. Let's see what Paul said in
2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 2. I
hope to round up so.
I hope. Chapter 3, verse 2. It says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith. So it's talking about men who do not have faith.
Hallelujah. It says deliver from wicked. He calls them wicked and unreasonable men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means there is deliverance yet again. Hallelujah. From Satan's men.
And you know what? This is the work of angels.
We're going to see examples. Hallelujah. This is the work of what? Angels. Glory to God. Amen. Look at what Paul
will
say in
2 Corinthians 1:8. We've been here before. 2 Corinthians 1:8. It says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, who were pressed out of measure above strength. Meaning they in so much that we were despair even of life. This is that. Persecution, the despair of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the what? The dead. This is where their trust is. Hallelujah. The trust is not in angelic. No, the trust is in God. I hope you're following me. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver. In whom we trust, he will deliver us. Hallelujah.
Now he's not talking about the deliverance itself, he's talking about the deliverance from wickedness. He said he will deliver us. Hallelujah! Look at Philippians 1:28 quickly.
Oh, I don't have it on my note, but let's look at it. Philippians 1:28. The wonder why I don't have it here. Let's look at Philippians 1:28. Are you there? It says, and in nothing terrified. Hallelujah! Glory to God! In nothing terrified by your adversaries. So when you are
in persecution, hallelujah, when you are held up by your reasonable man, your will of God, a reasonable man, is there nothing terrified?
That is the time to speak for fear.
Okay, hear me.
It's not the time to start speaking fear. Oh God, why? Why? Why don't you remember me? Remember me? Remember me? No! Hallelujah. You gear yourself up. Hallelujah. Remember I told you fear paralyzes.
Glory to God. Fear paralyzes. Anger. We're going to see that shortly in Acts 12 and John.
Hallelujah. All the while you have ministry of angels, they will first say, fear not. They will come, fear not. Fear not.
Don't speak fear. Fear is not that you are different. No. Fear is expressed in words. Hallelujah. The same way too, you put the word of God in your lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You put the word of God in your lips all the time. It doesn't matter the situation, you put God's word in your lips. Amen. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. God delivers me. He has delivered me and yet delivered me. Hallelujah. We will not be afraid of the terror by night. Oh, glory to God. You say those words, you are a child of God. Hallelujah.
Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Glory, glory, glory. He said, you're not identified by your adversary, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation. And that of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we receive the ministry of angels for deliverance. For deliverance. Hallelujah.
For deliverance. For deliverance. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
So we say you put the word of God on your lips often, right? And in the place of prayer. Let's look at an example. An example in Acts of Apostles. Acts of Apostles, chapter 12. Quickly. We looked at Acts 12 and Acts 16 last week. Let's look at Acts 12 again. Glory to God. So remember I told us, everybody look up.
Angels respond to what? I said about angels respond to what? Huh? If I respond to what? Come on. Angels respond to authority. I said that. Angels respond to authority. Authority. No, no.
When it comes to authority, receiving authority, there is intelligence in that. I say that again. When it comes to receiving authority, angels are intelligent.
They know authority when they see one, and they receive it. And they know fear when they see one. How are you? You can do it. In the place of fear.
Okay, for your evening. Amen. So when you are afraid, oh God, nothing will happen. But we keep up, hallelujah, the confession of faith.
Amen. Let's look at this quickly. Act 12. It is now about the time when Herod the king stretched out his hand and to vex the church, he killed James the brother of John, and because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he possessed power to take Peter also. These were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had appointed him, look at verse 6. Sorry? Verse 4. And when he had appointed him, he put him in prison, divided more than 4 quadrants of soldiers to keep him in terms of Christ. But Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayers was made. Verse 5. Did you see that?
Prayers. Hallelujah. So when we pray, look at what happened in verse 6. Angel of the Lord appeared. Hallelujah. So when we pray, we release what? Authority. We are exercising our belief of authority in the spirit of prayer. We saw that, right? In Ephesians chapter 6. We exercise our belief of authority in prayer. It's a praying order. It's all prayer and supplication in the heaven. Hallelujah. I mean the spirit. Prayer and supplication in the spirit. And what did they all do? Right? With all persevere
for all sins. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't pray. We are exercising our faith. So the big prayer without sin. We don't know. The prayer without sin. They prayed without
season. Glory to God, hallelujah. They prayed without season. And what happened in verse 7. Behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him. Did you see that? An angel of the Lord came.
Acts 16, when they appeared at Paul and Silas, what did they do? They prayed. Did you see that? The Holy Ghost. Let us say spiritual. See, you can't receive the ministry of angels in anger. You can't receive the ministry of angels in malice. No, you don't even recognize it. the road. Even when an angel join up with you on the road, you wouldn't say that angel, just like that is your friend. You don't even know. Amen. Deliver. Hallelujah. Deliver.
Look at Daniel. In Daniel chapter 3, I guess.
Where Nebuchadnezzar took them and said, they don't bow to the God. So he told them to go to the body furnace. Hallelujah.
He told them to the body furnace.
And what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reply?
Eh? He says, see,
who will not bow to your God. Now, it's always because we know our God will deliver us. You know, some people have read the other passage. Even if he doesn't deliver us, right? But that's not what he says. It's in the scripture. He says, we will know God will deliver us. Right? If you trust, if you will, if you do, God will deliver us. And if not, I will not deliver. If not, there will be. Even if you don't reach, because there were people that were known of him. Jonathan, even if you don't decide not to go on the list, let it be changed your mind. Meet the Lord. Hallelujah. And when they show them, look at Daniel 3.
Of yesterday. Are you there? Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. The book of Daniel is so close. Oh, okay. Verse 16. Daniel 3:16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O king, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve will deliver us. If it be so that he threw us, will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. But if not, that is, if you do not throw us, let it be known to thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods nor worship thee. He wouldn't have said, even if you don't, like, not some people say, it means, even if God don't deliver us, we will not see that. How would, if God doesn't deliver you, for example, he said, if not there, he said, even if you don't throw us and God doesn't, how would you have time to serve? When you would have been born today, you have been roasted. Do you get it? Amen? When you pray, even though you don't throw us, we will not see back. Now look at what happened. When they now threw them, what happened? There was not a fourth man in the fire. I've heard a lot of people say that fourth man in the fire is Jesus. You are not well. That Jesus is the fourth man in the fire. The fourth man in the fire is Jesus.
Let me light you something. I didn't know the Lord. Because they said, because his appearance was like the Son of God. So who is the Son of God in the Old Testament? Isn't that? The guarantee is of what? Preservation. Hallelujah. And the fourth person in the fire.
Hallelujah! And what did he do? He preserved them. That is preservation. Who are following me? That is preservation.
Hallelujah. Psalm 91.
They are preserved. So, if when they brought them out, what happened? Their body didn't even smell smoke. That's a walk of an angel. Daniel was thrown into the dens of lions.
What is lion? But all the lion's mouths were shot. They couldn't eat that. Why? That is the transformation of deliverance. Hallelujah. But you cannot keep your hand. You know, that was deliverance from what wicked and unreasonable. You don't put your hand on what you do. Now you have to do, now speak, you start speaking in tongues. Don't worry. You will continue to talk in heaven. You can't do that. You don't have to do that. You might say that Daniel has talked.
I love you. Amen. He said, you know, the Spirit of God was not in that. What Daniel had was just an excellent spirit. He was not upon, but I have the seventh Spirit of God in me. So I'm going to this. You know the funny thing?
Yeah.
When you get to see that, you know, lions are very brave. And yet, very fearful. Let me tell you why I call them very fearful.
You know, lion doesn't expect a man with his right senses to come in front of him. So the moment the lion sees you down and you run for the lion, you run. Because he sees you are carrying that he's coming. But the moment he told us that you are just running sheepishly. You know when you are chasing, Maka Bashapa. I'm telling you that will not be there to save you. Pastor Dixie will not be there to save you. You know, even he told that. And you know, at first, I'm not saying, carry a goat and throw the goat in front of the lion or a dog. You know, a dog, when you see the lion with back feet, I want to come after the lion. Lion will push it back and grab the dog.
What documents you there?
Well, a lion has forced his head. He, by that scare, he started doing, and you don't see that scare, just leave the dead. You don't have to leave that immediately. So if you continue, if you, especially Nigerian zoos, that they don't feed the lion, if you continue, you'll be the lead in the decade.
Amen. But we stop preservation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see preservation? What happened immediately? The other guys are conspired against you, the children. Great. That makes you know that there was preservation in jail.
Hallelujah. What are we following this? So, this is a brain. You know, the leading of the spirit has to also do with your brain too. Give yourself brain sometimes. Okay, where were we? I was open to Psalms 91. I don't know why I didn't have these things in my notes. Psalms 91, yes. I know. Psalms 91, you don't want to go for prayer retreat. Okay, the pastor is hungry. Psalms 91, you are hungry. Psalms 91 verse 7, it's raining, so let's continue. We're here to sit. Amen. Where are you running to? Psalms 91 verse 7, let's be done, it's raining. You want to enter in to go to your house? Verse 7. I'm laughing at some people.
But when is that leadership class? It's 7 a.m. 2:17 a.m.
Give me the word, make it plainly clear to me. I'm doing it, you are tired. Psalms 91 verse 7. Okay, verse 7. It says, a thousand shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes thou shalt see, thou shalt behold rather, and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. He said, for he shall give his angel charge over thee, right? To keep thee in all thy ways. He shall bear thee up in their hands. That thou thy foot against a stone. Hallelujah. So thou shalt tread upon the lion and the eagle and the lion shall trample on our feet. Hallelujah. That is preservation. They shall bear thee. Hallelujah. I will not dash thy feet on the stone. That's preservation of care. Hallelujah. We need to make a stand over. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So did I say preservation? Yeah, he was in charge of our deeds. Glory to God. So, in the ministry of angels, we have preservation and deliverance. But in this deliverance, we have a role.
Amen. In this deliverance and preservation, and in the ministry of angels, we have a role to play. Can I say that we have prayed? We have declared the word of faith. You know, those are things you do to restore, to have their ministry around you. But in flowing with the ministry of angels, you have your heart to do. Hallelujah.
And that part includes your common sense. And that is where we land up. It includes your common sense. Look at that Acts 2, 12. Look at that Acts 12. Let's start from John.
Put your hands in after. Let's go to John. That's it, John. Sorry. Why did I call John? It's actually Luke. Luke. That is Zechariah.
Zechariah and the angel. You know, when the angel said Zechariah, come on. And so Zechariah
is going to conceive. Hmm? Oh. Okay, look at verse 5 of Luke 1. A certain priest named Zechariah, one of the course of Abia. Amen. You can see Abia is in the Bible. You can see. Well, I'm not from Abia. Don't disturb yourself. It's not Nigeria Abia.
I heard somebody that say Abia is in the Bible. When I say Abia, you know, if you are from the East, Biafra. That Biafra is Zano. And we are Zano, we are Jews. And I went to test from people. You say, no, there's a way to test for the DNA of the Jews. It was
deep,
not deep.
Found that five are alive in the throne. It's not only Biafra. Let's continue. Amen. Somebody told me one day, don't you know that Abia is in the Bible? I said there's also Humaya. I'll show you Humaya. Okay. And Tola. You know there's Tola in the Bible? Let me hear the Bible say, my name is Solomon and divided. Let me slap you.
Yeah. Oh my, some stupidity.
Okay. So that means look at it critically. Look at it very well.
John the Baptist is from Nigeria, Abia and Biafra. And John is a cousin to Jesus. So Jesus has a descendant to them. If I was this flag,
talk nonsense. That is just nonsense talk. Hallelujah. I hope the people that will listen to this message after now will not listen to half and go and judge me. I said it's cool. Shane, you can hear me saying this too. Then I said there's a pastor that says Igbos are Biafra. Let's go. I mean, Igbos are Jews. You know, all these Jews to suffer life. In the 30 days, Aaron came from Abia, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron. Her name is Elizabeth. Right? Okay. Verse 8. While he executed his priest office before God, in order of his court, according to the custom of the priest of office, verses 9, 11, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar of incense, and Zechariah saw him and troubled and fell up. And angel said unto him, fear not. Did you see that? What is the word? Fear not, Zechariah. But I prayer is heard. You see? Prayer is heard. So,
angels respond to prayer, right? You receive ministry of angels, right? Because in the name of prayer, we will use what? We sense of authority. Hope you understand that. Just around that.
Right? Okay. Hope you are following me. Verse 13, bear thee a son, and his name shall be called John. And being fast. And thou shalt, verse 14, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, for it shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink water another strong. So he told him all this, right? That go in the spirit of the power of Elijah, and this and that and that. But you know what? Verse 21, after which he became dumb for a season. We explain this after our prayer retreat. Because I've seen somebody bastardize this thing and said, angels can slap you and you'll be dumb. We're going to look at this. Because of time, I've been told my time is up. So, because of time, let me just be done. I wanted to deal with this today. But look at it after now. Verse 21. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long. And he came out, could not speak unto them. Verse 23, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of the ministration was accomplished, he went where?
He went to where? 24. And after those days, his wife conceived. When did his wife conceive? When did his wife conceive?
When he went to his... Amen! When he don't conceive, he was in his preaching ministry. When he conceived, when he went to his... You don't understand. Don't worry, you understand the name of
God. Hallelujah! Hope you are following me.
Angels told him... The angel told him was going to have a child. He didn't sit in the church. I believe. I have to have a child. He went home. And his wife conceived. That means he did what man is meant to do. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So that means he received the ministry of angels with his common sense. Common sense means we don't go to his house and say, "Haha, darling, I saw an angel today.
Touched by an angel. Let's pray in tongues. Come on, we need to shoot out." Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, small we need to shoot out. Let's just pray for him.
No!
He used his common sense. He means to have a God giving place. And then he said, you see that he's getting the decision to use the place.
That?
Hallelujah! Yes, sir. Use the place. Then an angel appeared to me. He didn't take this to pray for. And he said, ha ha. That is the Boba is in here. He said, and I'm done. Therefore, Bakwa. I don't know Bakwa. I'm not going to be able to do it. That is the if you receive it, whatever you receive, you know what will happen. Use your common sense. So go and do it.
I did not say anything though, but you cannot receive such ministration without your brain. Ask Pastor Wisdom. Ask Pastor Garba. It didn't happen by, I saw a vision. That would have to be accompanied by words. Right? And the sister will not, and then the sister cannot say no. Right? The sister cannot say what? When he says no, that ministry has ended. Don't push it further.
Glory
to God. Amen. Let's look here. So stop praying over his sister. They saw it. What did I say? Touched by an angel. Touched by an angel. I didn't know what happened, but the stomach began to show. I feel I was touched by an angel. You need a slap to reset your brain. Let's round up here.
So we need our common sense, right? Look at... So you have a role to play in the ministry of angels. Look at Peter.
Peter in that Acts 12 as we go. I have to put our hands there, right? Look at it. Verse 8. Okay, verse 7. And below the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side. Now, it was not the light that shined on Peter.
There's some of us, I put it out there, some of us can sleep. In our sleep, we can be carried away. We can be kidnapped in our sleep. Amen. I can sleep deep. For some of us, we can sleep deep.
Amen. But my deep sleep is actually deep vision. Amen. So, his light smote in the prison and the angel speaking to the captain.
Amen.
So the angel tapped him, smooth him. Ta ta ta! Wake up! You know, he said, arise quickly. And the chain fell off his hands. Hallelujah. And the angel said to him, greet thyself and burn thy sandals. I thought angel, I said, stop, the sandals were like that. Boom,
boom. Club, you enter. Yeah. He said, yeah. He's angel, right?
No. Common sense. Peter had to wear his shoe. Told him, okay, wear your shoe.
Wear your clothes.
Common sense. Right?
But if it is an angel, let my shoe just enter.
Wait. Amen? You need your common sense, right? But then, the past the first gate to the second, they came into the iron gate that led into the city, which was opened unto them in one accord, and they went out and passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from me. When the angel departed, Peter would have said, oh, I'm free, let me go back to the prison. He used his brain. What did he do? Eh? Look at verse 11. He said, okay. And the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hands of Herod. So we receive deliverance from me through angels, right? Right? Angels minister deliverance. And from all his expectation of the children of Israel. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of men. So he continued going.
Hallelujah. He left, finally. Glory to God. That means, he received the ministry of angels. He also has to walk with your brains. Don't leave your brains in the house.
Amen. Walk with your brain. Use your brain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We walk with our brain. We receive the ministry of angels
in a place of prayer. Place of prayer. We exercise our thoughts. And exercising our thoughts like that, we receive the ministry of angels. Look at Daniel after we come to prayer. We receive the ministry of angels. Right? Right?
It's just
angel Gabriel.
Now,
one of the first time we heard an angel mentioning him, angel Gabriel, right? Angel Gabriel. They receive the ministry of angels. So, and in receiving the ministry of angels, you know
what to do. Hallelujah. You know what to do in receiving the ministry of angels.
Just get what to pray in the coming days.
Hallelujah. And get what to pray. We are going to be exercising our spiritual authority. Look at how Paul will put it. Paul will say, I thank my God I pray in tongues. So how do we exercise? How do we exercise our authority in the place of prayer? We pray more in tongues. Hallelujah. You pray more in tongues. Keep your eyes on it. Glory to God. Remember, I taught us how to pray last week.
We are still discussing on prayer. I have prayer that message to come out later by tomorrow, please. On our Telegram platform. I need it out.
Right?
So that those who are moving around, those of you who are also at the moment will listen to it. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the adventures in prayer.
Hallelujah. So we said in a place of prayer. We said that last week, right? In a place of prayer,
we disperse authority, right? We exercise our spiritual authority. And angels are available, right? At our beck and call. We said prayer, the prayer, prayer for the gospel, right? As we pray like that. I've gone ahead. I remember a time ago. Listen to me. I remember a time ago. I went to a particular state. That was after the Abuja. And as I go to minister to them, when I was on ministry, someone came and told me, sir, I've seen you before. I said, where? Sir, I've seen you in my dream. I've seen you in my dream. And my dream were preaching. Hallelujah. Okay, follow you. So most times like that. Most times like that. When you pray like that. Let the family of God. Before our message, before we even get to speak, hallelujah, angels can direct our message. Can direct them to St. Pavilion Church website. And then, how many things are here before we even show? Hallelujah. We will take the meaning of it. Around states, around nations, college of people to hear the word, and angels sent, and angels came to Peter. Right? Get to Peter. He instructed Colonel to send men to Peter. That is how to be. That is how angels of prayer. Don't look at that. That's the gospel. Hallelujah. Nations and nations. As we get to pray. As we get to pray. Men will see us before we get to them. Hallelujah. Men will see us. I know that will shock you. As we get to pray. Angels are. Remember the angels are at our face and call.
Says that Jesus prayed, an angel was just sent. So
there are two best recipients for whatever the Lord says. Who is his strength for the world? Who is his strength for the world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And
what I'll say to you, anyone, anyone who comes around for prayer retreat and GPL hour, I'm saying it, and I'm convinced by it. But it's a place where ministries will be best. No one who is around for it would ever lose his ministry. Will ever lose his focus.
Even when you have lost focus, in that place you catch it. I'm saying for generations and generations to come. And men who have lost the fight. Men who have lost their dream. Men who have lost their ministry. Please compare the truth and give your life. Against the truth. Who will discover the fire? Not the words of the Lord, of course. Who will discover the fire? Hallelujah. They will receive back their ministry. Again, this is strength for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm greatly helped. I'm greatly helped of God. Now, remember, I told you, you are not angels conscious. You are Christ conscious. Hallelujah. You are Christ conscious. You are conscious of the work of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just recently, I have a pastor friend whose house was attacked by unknown gunmen. The community were attacked, but they came specifically for his house. Where was his house? He and his family ran into the other. One of the other. And one of the other was crying out. And those people broke into their kids. Broke into their sitting room and they were inside the room. They had three rooms, but they were inside one of the rooms. That baby was crying loud. And the man couldn't get into the cage. And he couldn't get fired. And they prayed. You know, but just crying. And then he prayed. He said, "Father, I want to pray." He said, "He prayed." And they prayed and said, "Lord." He called the name of the son. I don't want to call the name yet. So finally, the son said, "Lord, hold the blessing of Christ." You know, and he was spoken to this God in that. This time. Hallelujah. And he kept saying, "Oh Lord, I need you to deliver me." They were inside the room. They were inside. And they were speaking their native language. And in their language, they were asking, "Where are they?" Where are they? They ransacked their sitting room. Took away their belongings. Took away their belongings. All their belongings. Entered their room. Entered the other room. I told us that I'm sure that's all the things are kind of difficult. So there's no way they will have said they eat under the bed. It's scattered food with the bed. But yes, they said, "Where are they? Where are they?" And this guy will return for the bed. I don't know what happened. He came here. I don't know. Anyway, so look at that. How can we show you? I don't know. A lot of our things are there. One time like that, she said, she was in her room, listening to music. Her ear, in her, with night, she said, "All right, but listening to ear, I mean, she could listen to music, I mean, with ear, and I said, that their poster was what?
But her room wasn't wrong. What do you think about it? God delivers her, and yet delivers her. Hallelujah. The more we see in her, the more we see the ministry of God. Hallelujah. The more we stay in the world, the more we stay true. You know, prayer is the word. What do you know? A man who prays is doing the word. Hallelujah. And yeah, when she told me that, I told her I knew what happened. Hallelujah. When you work down the road, when you go to your room, they are just digging through your door. That is the mission of it. Well, then how will it happen? I don't know if it's what it will do. What? Meditation of it. Hallelujah. If an angel will make himself look like someone else's copy, what does it mean? That angels are there to preserve you. We want to see something where we're at. Angels to preserve people, people, other people's mistakes. Other people's mistakes that we even have faced. Other people's mistakes. Might even be a driver's mistake, might even be a pilot's mistake. But because you are there, you will still be in the struggle. Hallelujah. Angels are there. Hallelujah. We are here with God. You know whose son you are. You know whose child you are. You know when you die. We are just conscious of the fact that God delivers us. And yet we will deliver us. Amen. Even if anybody says he has, or he talks, or he says he's taking, or he says he's in his kidnapping, we receive the ministry of him. Hallelujah. He delivers us. And he preserves us. So the preservation will also mean that when men are being caught, when men are being kidnapped, we are preserved. How about everywhere in Canada is doing wrong because we are inside the world, or in Canada is doing wrong, everybody will know by the media. We are preserved. So you see the reason why we need to stay much more. Say much more, what is the spirit on your right hand feeling? Don't fly. Don't get carnal in your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say God deliver. And get us deliver. Most of you don't even know what is happening and you put that in. Don't you know? Hallelujah. I need to give a story about, I don't know, but I believe all of them, you know? I need to give a story years back about the young guy that wanted to go write an exam. Wanted to go write an exam. He was prepared for the exam. He read for the exam. He ran out from the house to go write the exam. And on his way going to write the exam, he was stuck in traffic. And when he got there, his friends were telling him, "You're a wicked guy. We're calling you that exam, or you didn't even look at our time. We're calling you, you didn't even care about us. And we have planned that we will write the exam together. Those people that do collabo in the house, you do collabo. You know what collabo? Collabo is a great word for
Chapter 1, chapter 2.
In your day when you are lost, you come and see me. Okay, you are still in it. When I say you should read chapter 1, I say, don't worry. I will read your chapter 1. Read what you are reading only. But I wouldn't want to depend on you. Yeah. So, they had a collabo. And they said, you're a wicked guy. You didn't talk to God in the dark. They just sat in the church. Yeah, he said, I can not come in. All of that is a wicked guy. And that is not him and the guy is back. Minister. Hallelujah. Not telling us about reading. You don't read, you fail. You be saved. I refuse this of angels. I refuse this of angels. And I put my bed. Let me show you right here. Commando, you be saved. I'm telling you, and you repeat. But it's just something you need to know. We receive that ministry. God delivers us. And yet we deliver us. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter. Everything's working. Let's pray.
for my good every day. Everything is working for my pleasure and my love.